Welcome, and this is Far Betterment. Hello, welcome, and thank you for joining me on another episode of Far Betterment, the podcast where we learn new things about old friends and old things about new friends. First of all, I want to thank all of my supporters, everybody who's downloaded, who's subscribed, who's listened, and who follows us on social media. Thank you guys so very much for your support. It means everything to me, truly. And a special thank you to those of you who've taken the time out of your day to give us a 5-star rating. I cannot tell you how much it means to me that you would go out of your way to give us a 5-star rating and let everybody know that you enjoy and appreciate what we're doing here on Far Betterment. So thank you for that. If you haven't done so already, please don't forget to hit that subscribe button. You can find us on your favorite podcasting platform by searching for Far Betterment.
Hello. Welcome. To
this week's episode of Far Betterment.
There's Robin, always talking over me.
Annoying you.
Folks, that's marriage. Someone talks and the other person drowns them out and then steals their soul, and there's nothing left but this hollow shell trying to raise their voice up loud enough that other people notice them. But they can't because there's that driving force behind the marriage, and it's usually a wife. A succubus, if you will.
What are we talking about today?
Divorce?
No.
Oh, okay.
Wasn't in the plans.
Oh, well, just in case you didn't know.
Surprise, surprise.
But anyway, okay. Lots of things have happened to us lately. Divorce isn't one of them, but other things have.
Yet. Dun, dun, dun.
And, yeah. See? There's that soul-sucking succubus again talking over. As you may have noticed, there was no episode yesterday.
Nope.
Oops. That's on me. That's my bad.
Oopsies.
I was so tired. We've been super busy the last couple, last 3 weeks maybe or so. Lots of people already know this, but we are opening a coffee shop here in Raleigh. It's called The Optimist. And we're pretty excited and optimistic about it. Yeah. And what?
It's called The Optimist Raleigh, and it's in Raleigh.
And it's in Raleigh. Go figure.
Surprise.
Go figure. And yeah, so we're pretty excited, but we've been super, super busy interviewing and setting up vendors and
doing all the fun stuff.
All the fun. Well, yeah, I guess I kind of enjoy it. But
I enjoy it.
Yeah, so that's why we didn't podcast yesterday. I was too tired. Robin was tired. We're exhausted and we have three kids and you didn't get an episode. That's on me. I'm sorry. I'm going to work harder to be better at that. I hope. Yeah. So today we wanted to talk a little bit about that because I think Robin put this pretty incredible quote on the Instagram the other day. Go ahead. What was it? I already forgot again. We literally just talked about this. But I love the quote. And like, we actually kind of live our life like this.
Be scared and do it anyway.
Yes. Be scared and do it anyway.
Continue to do it.
That's how I ended up with three children and a wife.
Why do you like that?
Because I think... Well, I don't know. Personally, I think that I used to live my life the opposite of that. I'd be like scared to try things or scared to like, I don't know. I would have dreams or things I wanted to do. And instead of trying them, instead of working towards them, I would just be too scared to fail at stuff. So I just wouldn't even do it. The failure was way scarier. And then... I don't know. Some switch flipped in me where I realized that failure is like just a huge opportunity to learn. And then you just try harder next time. And if you fail again, then you just try harder the next time. And you just keep trying until you get it right. Mm-hmm. And so I think I started to really enjoy the failure a lot. Like the parts where you fail, like that part's exciting to me because that's where you learn the most. and then next time you're going to do it much better with less mistakes. So,
yeah.
Except for motorcycles. If you fail one time on a motorcycle, totally could die.
Could die. Or could not.
Yeah, but I've had a close call once and it was scary.
Yeah.
But I didn't fail.
No, you didn't.
Knock on wood.
So you got up and rode again.
No, I didn't go down.
Well, no, you didn't go down, but you
I rode again, yeah. But I didn't go down. So.
No, you didn't.
I think if I went down, I wouldn't go again. I think that would be the one time where I'm like, nope, failed. That's enough for me.
When was the last time you fell riding a bike? Like a bicycle?
I don't know, 1993.
Wow, that's very long time ago.
I don't know. Actually, yeah, probably the 90s.
So it's been a while.
Yeah. Motorcycles are different.
Yeah, they are.
They're a lot faster.
Yeah, I know.
There's all these cars next to you and behind you in front of you. In the sense that they have two wheels and brakes in the same places.
Yeah, that's similar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I've never gotten my bike to 105 before.
You shouldn't get your motorcycle that high either.
But you definitely shouldn't get your bike that high.
Okay.
Bicycle.
Get all wobbly. Anyway, tell us about the coffee shop, Andrew.
All right. The coffee shop, again, called The Optimist, Raleigh. It's in Raleigh. We're very excited about it. Again, still excited.
How did it happen?
So I was getting a tattoo, which I do a lot of. They happened to be closed. Or no, they weren't closed, but they happened to be full and not taking me. And so I was disappointed. But I saw there was a coffee shop next door.
Next door.
I decided I would...
For rent. It was an empty... Well, it wasn't empty. It had all the stuff in it. And it had a for rent sign.
It's a turnkey
in the window. Shop. Yep.
And we said, how much is that coffee in the window? Drip, drip. And they said, well, sir, let me tell you, they're asking a lot. And, but anyway, yeah, so the guy next door who, I've gone to his shop a couple times and
he's
telling me about it and said we should check it out. So I called the guy, didn't hear anything back for like a few days. And so I was like, well, too good to be true. Oh, well. But then the call came.
Ring, ring. It's me.
And I said, hello, I'm some chump. Doesn't know what they're doing, but I'm really excited. Just show me around the building. And we didn't think anything of it. We thought we were just taking a tour. Then we started realizing, like,
we could do
this. You know what? We can make this work. We've got the money saved, like, because, you know, we were saving for a down payment for a house, and we were like, fuck it. Let's blow all this money on a coffee shop instead. And then we didn't. We blew some of it. Point is, don't be scared to spend all your money if you think it's worth it, I guess. Is that the point?
I guess. It wasn't like a lot of money.
There's not a point. But the point is, go buy a coffee shop if you want to. Yeah, you got anything to add there? I don't know. Then we took like a month to work out all the details.
Hammer them out.
We didn't do any hammering. Well, I guess we did some hammering.
Little hammering.
Little hammering on our end, not
little
much.
Little hammer there, here and there.
Not much, because it was kind of a too good to be true situation, so I was real skeptical the whole time, like waiting for it to get pulled out from under us, and then all of a sudden, we get a call, we get an email, we get a lease, we sign the lease.
And that was a coffee shop.
And now we have a coffee shop, and we go there like all the time and take measurements and just look at it because
it's not open yet. That's
we're
why.
Still shocked.
It's not open yet. Well, it will be opened. Yeah. We're planning on mid-April.
Mm-hmm.
Take the leap of faith, jump. Might as well.
Yeah, I mean, I guess
what else are you doing?
It's kind of our philosophy, or has been. I know it's really easy to say and you know, money's important and stuff, but I think once I and you stopped caring so much about making a lot of it, then I don't know. For me, I felt a lot freer. I feel really preachy. I'm not trying to be preachy. I think that's stupid. Everybody has their own life and everybody has their own priorities and stuff. For us, I think after that really difficult like year and a half, and then getting sober and stuff, and I think that completely changed my perspective. Completely. Like, I didn't want to be answering to anybody else ever again. Mm-hmm. I really hated that. And then watching you work so much and like how miserable you were, how miserable me and the kids were, is just like, that was the worst part. And then I really realized, like, you know, I enjoy being with my family. And you enjoy being with your family. Like, why wouldn't we figure out what to do where we can always be with our families?
Yeah.
So
now we're here.
Yeah. So we invested all of our money in stocks, which was another risky thing to do. But it guess happens. What? We didn't care about money, and somehow I got lucky and it panned out. That's the other lesson here. Be lucky. Be super lucky. I don't know. This is the worst podcast I've ever recorded.
Okay, then let's talk about something else.
All right, yeah, this is horrible. This is making me sound like a humongous dick. Because okay, here's my reason for being such a dick, is I just don't believe it still, I guess. Like, it's just pretty crazy that all this happened, and that 2006, me and you talked about having a photography studio / coffee shop. Mm-hmm. We talked about it, and we made we drew up plans.
We did. We have the plans still.
And I put them in my safe, and I kept them there. I always had them in our box. We had a box of like little things that we gave to each other over the years. And I always kept them in there, and then I put them in our safe, and then this happened, and I pulled them out and realized, like, wow, you know, like, we've wanted to do this for so long.
It's not a photography studio, though.
No, but who cares?
Just a coffee shop.
And so I don't know. It's pretty cool. I guess it's just crazy because the whole situation just seems so good to be true. And the landlord's like really crazy helpful, which is unheard of. And has really been like kind of a mentor to us and like directed us and helped us and still is helping us, which you really don't find. It's really rare. So I guess I just keep thinking, like, when is this going to get, like, ripped out from under us? When is this, like, reality going to hit us? Mm-hmm. And so I think that's why I joke about it so much, because then I don't have to take it so seriously.
Yeah.
But I don't know. Interviewing's pretty cool. I like interviewing people. I didn't think I was going to enjoy that.
But you do?
Yeah. I like meeting people and stuff. That's cool. I don't like rejecting them so much, but I also really want to find good candidates. And I don't know, being a business owner is weird when you have just started. Like, I mean, we had our photography business, but it was only me and you.
Hmm.
I don't have to pay anybody. So this is going to be a pretty cool and new challenge for us.
Yeah.
But we like challenges, and...
And we're next to tattoo shop.
I enjoy turbulence, as I've been told by my therapist. So I enjoy the chaos of making things work and accomplishing difficult tasks. Yeah, that's my adrenaline, I guess.
My adrenaline is jumping out of airplanes.
Yeah, I don't do that.
I do.
I like to stay in the airplane.
No, you don't.
And I don't even like to get
on
it.
Like getting on airplanes.
but if I am on one, I like to be inside. Because I really don't like... Yeah. So yeah, Robin's gone skydiving. That was pretty crazy. What was that like?
It's fun.
Yeah.
She jumped right out of the plane.
Didn't you get pushed out?
I kind of got pushed out. Well, okay. Not like... Well, because when you go your first couple times, however many times until you get certified, you have to be, like, strapped to the, like, instructor guy.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, that you have to, like, walk together, like, real awkward, like.
Yeah.
You're attached to their front. It's real weird.
anyway, and I went with your cousins, and one of your cousins jumped, the next one jumped, and I was like in line, and she jumped out, and I literally looked for her, and she was already a tiny speck. Yeah. And I was like, oh my God, do I want to do this? And then I was already out because he pretty much just jumped for me.
And then I was just waiting there to watch all of you splatter on the ground.
None of us splattered.
No, luckily, because I was like down there waiting.
Were you going to catch us?
No.
Like if one of our parachutes wasn't open, you could see, were you going to try to catch us? Mm-mm. Like what would you have done?
Screamed, I don't know. Nothing. I mean, because if I tried to catch you, it would go right through my chest. So there's nothing I could do.
Could have tried to catch us.
I wouldn't, though.
Well, luckily you didn't have to worry about that.
What's the whole point of all of us dying? There isn't one.
Well, you didn't have to worry about it, so.
Not anymore.
Now, next, I need to go bungee jumping, maybe?
Mm-mm.
Yeah, you mean?
No, that was our deal. Because you got to do that, and that was it. That was your thing.
That's, I need more things.
You have a business. That's going to be scary enough.
Okay.
That'll be your adrenaline. Yeah. Anyway. Ooh, now that we're business owners. No, that's so stupid. I'm starting this whole podcast over.
What?
Yeah.
No.
It's a waste of time.
Sorry, we already started over once, guys. You don't know that, but yeah. Now you do.
Because I just can't help myself but be a dick. It's because I have coronavirus.
You don't have coronavirus.
Well, I don't know that.
Well, everyone's going to get it. I've just accepted the fact that I'm going to get it.
Hmm.
Not happy about it at all, but I've just accepted it because there's nothing I can do.
You know
literally.
What's scary is though, like I said today, having kids is terrifying.
Well, that doesn't like affect like kids. This. It affects more older people,
yeah,
right?
That's what I was reading too, but it's still scary anytime something like this happens because
sure.
It's like, I don't know. What would I do?
I don't want to think about it, so I don't know.
Yeah. Like I was saying earlier, like just imagining, like the three of them are so close.
Yeah.
I can imagine. Having kids is like the best thing, but it's also for me because I have anxiety like so bad about the kids that it's like the worst thing also. So all I do is constantly worry about them.
Mm-hmm.
All the time. But oh well. I mean, it's worth it.
Oh.
To me.
Yeah.
I'd rather have them and worry about them all the time than not have them. So.
Ouch, that hurt my back.
Sorry, bro.
Sorry, bro.
You know what I like about this whole coffee shop thing, too, is how into it the kids are.
Oh.
Like, how cool is it to see them be so, like, I don't know. I know I make jokes, stupid jokes, and I don't actually mean them, but like seeing the kids be into it so much is really cool because I hope like we can make this work and then Asher, you know, they'll like take over and or we can make it work for them and they'll be okay the rest of their lives.
Asher was so cute. He came up with he was like, there could be a VIP program and it could be called the Optimist Prime.
That was a great name.
So cute.
He's clever. He's got that clever thing in him.
Yeah.
Where we got that from?
You?
Oh, yeah. You know what? That is from me. That's
yeah.
So crazy.
Like you weren't pushing for that.
Yeah. I have to buy compliments from you because you don't give them out for free.
Oh. Well, that was $10.50. Please send me money. Please Venmo me.
Boy, I always knew you were cheap. Yeah. Confirmed.
All right.
So what else has been going on with us? Nothing really. That's about it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, I feel guilty, I guess, a little bit.
About
doing this. We were talking about that. I don't know. Like, I shouldn't feel guilty because I feel like we are working really hard, but I also feel guilty because it kind of just fell into our laps and, like, I don't know. I just never feel like we deserve, or like I deserve, this kind of stuff to happen. So I feel guilty about it, which is shitty because then it's like hard for me to enjoy things. But then it also like motivates me to work even harder to
prove,
or yeah, like to prove that I deserve it.
Hmm. Yeah.
Which is weird.
I think you deserve it.
Well, how do you think you deserve it?
What do you mean?
I don't know. You don't ever have any feelings about stuff.
I
have all the feelings.
Yeah, you have enough feelings for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
For you and me.
And you have negative feelings enough for everyone.
Yeah.
And more.
Well, I don't drink coffee.
Yeah.
But I like other things. I like pastries.
Yeah, you do.
Yeah. That's why you can hear me breathing so heavily, because I'm fat.
Oh, my God.
Gotta get all those pastries in there. You love coffee.
Yeah, I do a lot.
You so love coffee.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about it constantly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's because this one time, I had like an actual great cup of coffee. And I was just like blown away and didn't even realize coffee could taste that way.
When?
When we ordered La Colombe for the first time. We used to watch the show Dangerous Grounds. I loved it. It was like the greatest show ever. And no, you know what? The very first time I had a great cup of coffee was Novo. It's this little coffee place. Not coffee place, but it was this roaster in Denver. And I just randomly got this brand of coffee at like Whole Foods or something.
Yeah.
And I remember making that first batch just out of a drip machine, you know, just a regular drip machine, and thought like, oh my God. This is what coffee actually tastes like.
Well, when we first got together, you hated coffee.
Yeah.
And then we were on a road trip and you were falling asleep. So you're like, I'm going to get some caffeine. So you got like a double shot espresso or something like that from Starbucks. And you're like, this is delicious.
Mm-hmm.
And then ever since then, you've been like addicted to coffee. And you've gotten snobbier and snob.
Oh, definitely. I would 100% say I'm a snob about it. Like, yeah. I don't just get into things. Like, I end up being a snob about everything I do. Like, that's just, it's how I am. Because I will learn every last detail about it until I know it all.
Yeah.
And coffee is one thing, though. I don't know if I'll ever master or know everything about coffee. Like, it's just so different. Everything's so different about coffee. I guess that's what is exciting to me too, is like there are different flavors, different origins, like, and the flavor even in the same region, like the flavors just vary so much, and the way you roast it and how dark and light it is, and like just everything changes the characteristics of it. How hot the water is when you make it, the way you make it.
Mm-hmm.
It's just crazy. And well, I've experimented here at the house, like just with pour over, just different grind settings and temperatures and
stew times.
Yeah, times. Like the bloom times.
Bloom times.
And
look at you being snobby.
Yeah. So, and it really does.
Most people are like, is that Folgers?
Yeah.
Good enough.
And that's the thing, though, is like, it does make a huge difference. And so I want to be the place where, and I think we've partnered with a really good roaster, Counterculture, which is amazing roaster. And we're really happy to be partners with them and serve their coffee. But I want people to come to our shop and have their first amazing cup of coffee at that shop and like realize, oh my God, coffee tastes so much different than it could at, you know, like, I don't know, Dunkin' Donuts or Starbucks or one of those other places. And not that they have bad coffee, but they aren't brewing for quality. Like, they're brewing for quantity. And
massive.
When you're mass roasting that way, like, it's really hard to have quality control throughout. And so I think with a place like Counterculture that does, this sounds like a fucking ad, but with a place like Counterculture, you know, they're a large roaster, but also a small roaster at the same time, and they're local. I mean, you know, they started here in Durham 25 years ago, and they're still around, and they're in several places across the country, and you know, they have another roasting facility in San Francisco, and so they're able to attend to, like, little shops like us, and, like, I can't, like, speak about how fucking great they've been.
You know? We're supposed to meet with them tomorrow.
Yeah. Like, they've been so great, though. Like, how fucking helpful have they been?
Yeah.
And we've only talked to them, like, twice, two, three times, and they've been just, like, ridiculously helpful. Like, even with employees, with the shop, with Flo, with setting up all the machines and stuff, like, I mean, they're coming out to us tomorrow just to tell us if our shop has a good flow so they can fix it.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty crazy and incredible and unique. So we're really happy to partner with them. But I think another thing that we really are excited to do, or me in particular, is to do pop-ups with other roasters, you know, from other places and introduce people to many, many different roasters
in the city and outside the city
mm-hmm. outside the state, because that's the thing. That's the thing about coffee too, is like there are lots of roasters that deserve to be recognized. There are lots of roasters out there that aren't huge names, that aren't, you know, like the ones you already hear about, like Intelligencia and La Colombe is another one, and you know, I can't think of all of them off the top of my head, but you know, the ones that most people have heard of, not including Folgers and Maxwell's and places like that, you know, mm-hmm. and they deserve to be recognized. And so like, we want to do little pop-ups and carry their coffee for a limited amount of time with a limited amount of supply and like get their name out too. And obviously it helps us.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt us in any way. So, yeah, I love coffee, obviously. I could probably talk about it for a really long time.
Yeah.
I think maybe people didn't realize like how much I love it, though, because I don't really talk about it to my friends and stuff. But, like, to you, I talk about it all the time.
We go to, like, stores looking for coffees. We go looking for different types of brewers.
Yeah.
We got all the things.
A specific, it's like a grinder.
Chemistry set.
That's how coffee should be, though. Coffee, like, if you're doing it right, that sounds pretentious. Coffee's pretentious as fuck, but, like, no, if you're doing it right. Then you're doing it. It's like a chemistry experiment. Like it's a science experiment if you're doing it right. Like if you ask any like coffee snob out there, like coffee should look like a science experiment when you're making it. It should look like one. It should feel like one. And at the end of it, it should taste like an experiment came together perfectly. And you've created like this magical, like, I don't know, ambrosia.
But don't they also drink it black?
Yeah, for the most part. That's the other thing that I really enjoy about coffee too, though. Like, it's rare that I'll drink it completely black. It has to be a really good coffee. And in fact, I had one just recently at Counterculture and yesterday that were just incredibly amazing. Like, if you're in Raleigh, actually, and you ever want to try a good roaster, I was really impressed with this roaster. I want to make sure I get their name right. I was having a lot of trouble figuring out if it was Odelay or Oddly, but they're really, really good. Like, their coffee is really incredible and had a really, really nice flavor. And also, it was really unique because it was roasted. It was a bean from Laos. From Laos. I'm an idiot. Sorry. And so it's a Laotian bean, which is like really not a very common bean that you find like anywhere. I'm not sure I've ever really seen that, so that was pretty cool too. But I'll look at their name. So I think it's Odelay Coffee Roasters. but it's spelled O-D-E-L-A-Y. And their website is odelaycoffee.com. So if, like, I would highly recommend them. If you really love coffee, like, I would give them a shot because they're great. And that bean from Laos is really, really good.
Yeah. I don't know. You said it was good.
Well, you don't know because you don't like coffee.
You said it was good. I believed you.
All right. But I don't know. Where were we going with that?
I don't know. You like coffee.
Yeah.
Come to our shop and try our coffee.
Yeah.
If you're in the area.
Mm-hmm. If you're in the area, do it. If you're scared, do it even more.
You shouldn't be scared to come to our shop, though. We don't bite.
Yeah.
We do a little, but don't be scared of it.
Oh, okay. That's real weird.
We don't bite.
Or do we? Okay. God, you have to make everything so weird.
Well, you weren't talking, so I was trying to fill the...
Yeah, because I just realized I just spent the last 10 minutes talking about coffee beans.
Well, if it helps, our dog is not stopping barking in the background.
Yeah, he isn't. He really wants up here.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just
howling.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so anyway, I love coffee. So there's that. What else has been going on this week? This feels like a really, like we don't have, we've been focusing so much on getting things done that I feel like I haven't even had any like normal people problems the last week. Because I don't think we've had time. Coronavirus is pretty normal these days. I don't know, like the kids fighting or, you know, anything like that. Like, we haven't had to deal with any of that this week. And they've been with us the whole time, and they've actually, like, been really good.
Mm.
Really?
They've been very whiny.
Okay. Haven't been too bad.
I've been having to beat them.
What?
I've not beaten them, but...
Oh, my God. This is, sometimes, this is going wrong.
Sometimes you're just like, ah, quit it. Stop whining. I don't know. I'm tired.
Me too. Really tired. We have such an early morning tomorrow.
We do.
Yeah.
Should we wrap this up then?
I mean, it's only been 31 minutes.
Well, I mean, it's a short episode.
I guess so.
Unless you want to talk about something else. We can talk about something else.
I mean, I hate talking to you.
That was real rude.
So.
But, all right. I guess.
No, I don't know. I mean, what do you want to talk about, Robin? You know, like, sometimes things go on in your life, too.
Do they?
Yeah, look.
I don't have a life. Don't have a life.
Good catch.
Thanks. Well, we should go so I can...
Have a life?
I guess. Maybe I go find one. Guys.
Yeah.
You know where I can buy one of those.
Yeah. I do.
Where?
Someone else's husband.
What?
Or some other. Find a new husband is what I'm trying to say, and then you'll have a different life.
Nah, I'm good. I'm good where I am.
Oh, fine.
You look disappointed. Oh, man.
I am so tired.
Yeah. Let's just end it.
Okay. I'm sorry, guys. I'm exhausted. Yeah. Next week will be better. If you guys have any topic ideas, feel free to send them in.
FarBetterment.
On Instagram.
Yeah.
Or FarBetterment@gmail.com. I'm so sorry this episode was horrible. Or on Facebook. Facebook.com/FarBetterment.
Yeah. I guess that's all the places we are, right?
Oh, and farbetterment.com.
Oh, yeah, we have a website.
Yeah.
Look at this. Whoa, I fell.
That's weird.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Sorry for the crappy fucking episode.
But now you know.
Yeah.
You're in the know. You're in the loop. Bye.
Bye.
And that concludes another episode of Far Betterment. Thank you to all my listeners. Thank you to all my subscribers. And thank you to everybody who's rated the podcast so far. If you haven't subscribed, you can find us on Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, Apple, anywhere that you listen to podcasts, including where you're listening to podcasts right now. And please, please don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. It helps us tremendously. I can't tell you how much it helps us. If you want to give us anything less than 5 stars, please don't. There's really no reason.